The temperature in Fairbanks, Alaska, has been 30 to 40 degrees below zero in recent weeks. But that hasn't deterred the band of protesters who form the northernmost outpost of the Occupy Wall Street movement. Dan Bross of member station KUOC reports.
The frigid air needles exposed flesh and sinks through clothing, but that hasn't kept at least one protester from occupying Fairbanks Veterans Memorial Park for more than a month. This time of year, the days are short, it's dim, bleak, and otherworldly. Protester Beth Hughes says she's outfitted to continue the effort.
A down one-piece snow machine suit, and my gloves and hand warmers, and my Wolverine mittens. I'm ready.
Hughes, a 50-something retiree, says she's not about to give up the round-the-clock Occupy protest, a movement she says she's been waiting for all her life.
I missed out on the 60s. And with all the people that have been dedicated to this in the lower 48, we're small here, we're Fairbanks, Alaska, but I believe this is just a ripe opportunity to really make a statement.
William, you here?
Nearby in a lawn chair wrapped in blankets, fellow protester William White wears Army surplus mukluks on his feet. White, an Alaska native, says he's drawing resolve from European America's most iconic hero. He displays a Boy Scout bandana with a depiction of George Washington.
My Valley Forge bandana, it's got George kneeling in prayer, and so that's kind of been our inspiration for, we figured if we can help other people that are in a struggle.
The local struggle is against the cold in the borough government, which wants protesters to remove their tents. Mayor Luke Hopkins says camping is illegal in the downtown park.
The tent sitting there with a wood stove in it, to me, certainly looks like camping.
It's not even to sleep, it's we just need warmth and shelter.
That's Occupy Fairbanks stalwart Ethan Sinzabaugh. The University of Alaska Fairbanks student says given the extreme cold, the tents are essential to the protest.
You're going to take away our ability to peacefully assemble, and we feel that goes against the Constitution.
The protesters have received a lot of public support, but others say if camping is illegal in the park, they shouldn't be there. Mayor Hopkins says borough attorneys are looking at how to proceed.
People have the right to assemble, but as decisions have been, you know, in the higher court system, is that it can be called out time and space specific.
Hopkins is considering options to keep the protesters warm that wouldn't break the no camping rule, like a car running nearby. He says in the meantime, police are checking on the protest to make sure it remains quiet and peaceful. For NPR News, I'm Dan Bross in Fairbanks.
This is NPR News.